Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Governor Tom Wolf this week backed efforts to legalize medical marijuana in Pennsylvania. Let's gauge public support with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hi, hello, Dave.
Did Gallup specifically poll Pennsylvania residents, or are we looking at the country at large?
We're looking at the country at large, and we find at Gallup and a number of other polls find overwhelming support for the idea of legalizing marijuana for medical use. So I think probably it is safe to say that Pennsylvanians would also favor it because the approval is so high that I don't think any state is probably much lower than the overall national average. Numbers I've looked at, 70% all the way up to 85%, depending on how the question is answered, of all Americans say yes to legalizing marijuana for medical uses.
Though the question was posed to Florida voters in November and it was turned down.
That may be the case, and there is a difference between the small number of voters that may turn out for a specific initiative and referendum election in a given state, but clearly, overwhelmingly, Americans taken as a whole across the country support legalizing marijuana for medical uses. And I might say, Dave, our data have shown for the last 3 years that a slight majority support legalizing pot in general for any use.
The Washington and Colorado model.
That's right. Recreational use, legalizing pot, we have had a significant change over the last decade. It used to be just in the 30%, but now, as I mentioned, a majority, slim majority, but nevertheless a majority of Americans say yes to legalizing marijuana for recreational use.
Frank, more news out of Pennsylvania, specifically Pike County, where prosecutors have announced they will seek the death penalty for Eric Frain, accused of killing a state trooper and wounding another. Let's talk about public support for the death penalty.
It remains significantly in majority territory. It has, since we've been measuring it, going back to the Depression, 1937 was the first time Gallup asked about support for the death penalty in cases of murder. It was 59% then. It did drop below majority level in the 1960s, but ever since the 70s, we've had a clear majority of all Americans who support the use of the death penalty in cases of murder. We updated every year, and just a couple of months ago, nationally, 63% of Americans said yes, they still support the idea of the death penalty in cases of murder.
Frank, I have the calendar out. Looks like 2015 is a benchmark for baby boomers.
I'm not at the older edge, but nevertheless, I'm a baby boomer, and the leading edge of the baby boomers, as you know, are those who were born in 1946, and they will be turning 69 this year, so just next year, the oldest baby boomers will be 70 years of age. What's interesting, Dave, is that we find in our data that baby boomers are actually retiring at about the rate we would expect. A lot of people have said the narrative, so to speak, has been that baby boomers are going to stay in the workforce, unlike the people that came before them, and keep working and working. But when we compare data to pre-baby boomers to baby boomers, for that leading edge, 65 to 68, for all of last year, we see that baby boomers are retiring just about at the rate we would expect.
To what extent is that because companies don't favor having older employees on hand?
Well, that certainly may be part of it. You know, we've got two different ways of looking at retirement. Some people say they want to retire because they want to quit working. They want to enjoy life. And other people say they're only retiring because they've been edged out, as you say. We do know one thing. Our Gallup model of employee engagement, which is very, very important, we measure this all over the world, shows that the older you are in general, the more you engaged you are as an employee for a number of different reasons. So baby boomers who stay in the labor market actually look like they're going to be more engaged employees than those people who are younger. So keeping them around seems to be a pretty good idea.
Frank, I can't let you go without touching on the national holiday ahead, Super Bowl Sunday. Is the nation distracted by what's going on the field by all the brouhaha over Deflategate?
Well, one poll that I looked at showed a huge percent of Americans, well over 70%, said they had been following Deflategate. And that's high. You know, that's higher than follow a lot of the international crises and other kinds of political things that we have tested here at Gallup. What are they saying? When you give people a choice, those who are aware of the situation, there's a slight tilt towards a negative reaction to the Patriots, to Coach Belichick and to Tom Brady, saying that they probably did cheat rather than they didn't cheat. So there's a tilt towards the cheating side of that hypothesis, but several of the polls show that a lot of fans and people in general don't care.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.